Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to Fitness Disrupted. I'm Tom Holland, and today I'm going to talk about the five components of fitness. The five components of fitness. Yes, there are lists that have more. There's always something else. There's always the people who have to change things, but by and large, all my textbooks filled with the five components of fitness. That's not to mean things don't change. And yes, but we don't need 11 right now. It's challenging enough to get the five, as I will talk about. So let's not switch to 11. But there's always those people who have to make it more complicated. That is absolutely what this show is not about, because yeah, I can impress you with 11 and we could talk about all that stuff. And let's focus on just doing five. And that, as I will say, is challenging enough. So what are the five components of fitness? I'm going to list them, then we're going to talk about what they're all about, and then we're going to talk about why it's so important to do all five and how you can without increasing your exercise time. All right, so five components of fitness. Studied this for years. Again, anyone who's taken physiology classes studied this. The five components: cardiovascular endurance, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility, and body composition. I'll come back to them. I'll describe what they are, explain what they are, but those are the five. Generally, widely held, regarded American College of Sports Medicine, this is where we start, all right? They're the blueprint for the American College of Sports Medicine's physical activity guidelines. They're a great starting point. And here's the thing. Most people do one. If we're lucky. If you're exercising, you're doing, most people do one. Some people do a couple, but most people do one. Why is that? Well, here's my opinion and in my experience. It is human nature. It's human nature to do what we enjoy and to do what we're good at. And that makes complete sense, right? But here's the thing. If you only do one thing, one of those five components, you will have problems. It doesn't matter how healthy your form of exercise is. If you just do it solely, not only won't you be well-balanced, you will most likely run into some kind of overuse injury. We need that variation. That is one of the overarching common themes of Fitness Disrupted. And it's, yes, one of those really basic concepts, but let's be honest. Those of you who are listening, how many of those five components do you truly do? So cardiovascular endurance, muscular strength, muscular endurance, flexibility, body composition. So here's what it truly comes down to, in my opinion, is not only do what we enjoy and what we're good at, it's genetics, people. It's, we're good at it because you are generally one of three body types. Ectomorph, that is the skinnier body type, the one who has trouble putting on muscle, okay? The hard gainer is what we call them for guys generally, and women too. If you're trying to put on muscle and you have a difficult time, you have a skinnier frame, ectomorph. Mesomorph, in between, gymnasts, easier to put on muscle. Bodybuilders, generally, you know, on the shorter side, but easier to build the muscle. Endomorph, larger framed, generally carry more body fat. They can put on muscle, but not in the same way as a mesomorph. So three body types. And generally speaking, whatever body type you are, that is kind of going to push you to the exercise you do. If you're an endomorph and you are carrying around a lot of extra body fat, you are probably not going to come out of the gate doing an ultra marathon, and vice versa. If you are the endomorph and have a really tough time putting on muscle, you're probably not competing in powerlifting. Although that's changing and that's awesome. But that's it. That, in my opinion, experience, and I think I'm pretty much on the money here, that's what it comes down to. We do what we're born to do genetically, and that's good to a point. But true health, true wellness, and what I have focused on doing myself is that excessive moderation. I love how everything connects. All these podcasts connect for a reason. It's all intricately connected in a simple yet profoundly complex to a degree way. And we can't just do what we're good at. We can't just do what our bodies are genetically more developed to do. So when that person tells me, the guy tells me, I say, you have that discussion as I always do when people find out what I do, and they'll say, yeah, I do yoga 5 days a week. And I'll say to him, is that all you do? And they'll say, yeah, I love it. I do it 5 days a week. And I go, that's awesome. Yoga is incredible. It has so many benefits. But, and if they're asking me, because I don't offer the advice unless people ask, I've learned over the years, but they say, do you think that's good? I'll say, I think it's great to start, but I want you to focus on the other components of fitness as well. And true health, true just being as adding years to your life and life to your years comes from focusing on all five of these components. And it's not difficult and it doesn't take a long time, as I will end the show by saying. My book, The Micro Workout Plan, I keep bringing it up because it's all connected to this. 5-minute workouts that do all these different things. And you don't have to go to the gym and you don't have to do it for an hour, but I'll get to that. All right. So one other problem with the five components of fitness is, especially as we get older, so if we're focusing on things we're not good at, that we weren't born to do physically, or that come harder to us, human nature, we don't want to look stupid. I'm there with you. You know, swimming, it's really hard for me to get in the pool and swim next to people who are so much better than me. It's tough on the ego. It's tough on the psyche. It's tough to walk into a class that you've never done before and build that strength in front of other people. Listen, I did stand-up comedy, people. That is possibly the worst thing in the world. Little sidebar here. You have to get up and get good in front of an audience when you're horrible. So to some degree, that's what fitness is like if you're doing it in public. But as I'll finish up by saying as well, that's the beauty of the new world, of all the content and working out at home and shorter workouts. You can get good at home and then go to a class if that's what you want to do, or a group, or swim with a master's, whatever. You can get good. Well, you can't really swim at home unless you have the pool at home, but content, yoga, things like that. You can do it in the privacy of your own home, and that's awesome. But true health comes down to balance. And I've said this before, on the wall of my high school gym where I used to work out, football team, hockey team, it said, work on your weakness until it becomes your strength. That's a great line. But you know what? I'm going to change that a little bit. Sounds good. But most people aren't going to work on their weakness until it becomes their strength. You know what I change it to? Work on your weakness until it's no longer a weakness. Let's put it, Instagram is filled with these high and mighty. Everyone's posted. Who actually applies? Who actually made their strength, their weakness, their strength? That's really hard to do. And probably you don't want to waste it. It's about time and balance. So sounds good, but work on your weakness until it's no longer weakness, because that's what it ultimately comes down to, everybody. It's that show I did, Prehab versus Rehab. My number one goal for myself up there is to stay injury-free, to stay out of the hospital, to stay as disease-free as possible. The foods I eat, the exercise I do, the attitude I take mentally at the end of the day is to be as healthy as possible and to avoid all those things. So yes, it's great if you're doing yoga 5 days a week. And yes, it's great if you're jumping on your stationary bike 5 days a week. That's awesome. You're working on that cardiovascular endurance. But what if we added just a couple things in? And what if you just broke it up throughout your day? All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to go into the five components of fitness so you understand them more if you don't. And then we're going to talk about how you do them without adding all this time and making it fun and doing all those things that we want to do. So again, we can be as healthy as possible. We'll be right back. All right, so talking about the five components of fitness. And yes, this is another show where it seems simple, but it's the application that's difficult. I say all the time, I am not a triathlete. Triathlon, I figured out many decades ago, was the perfect way for me to do just this, is work on different components of fitness. And especially long distance triathlons. Because you can't get away with just doing one sport, you got to mix it up. So cardiovascular endurance, that is what it sounds like, right? It's the ability of the heart and the lungs to work together to provide the needed oxygen and fuel to the body during sustained workouts, workloads, doing sustained activity. We're talking aerobic endurance, people. And all of this, first and foremost for me, is about activities of daily living. Sure, if you're doing in sports, an athlete, recreational sports, or at a very high level, that's awesome. But first and foremost, to get through your day, you're playing with your kids. You don't want to be dead tired at the end of the day. Cardiovascular endurance. So that's your heart. That is the most important two people, by the way. Cardiovascular disease, the number one killer. People die, the number one cause of death. So this goes to you, all the people with the strength, right? You've got especially, you know, all these different strength workouts. I don't want to give specific names. You know what I'm talking about. Lifting heavy weights, Olympic lifts, not doing a heck of a lot of cardio. And that is one other thing I have to say, actually. The world we live in now, when it comes to the five components of fitness, one of the big things that started not too many years ago was bashing the other components of fitness. So in other words, the strength people, the muscular strength people bashing the cardiovascular endurance people, and vice versa. One of the biggest compliments I got back when I was racing was I would be at the front of a race, you know, getting ready to start back when I was racing and I was fitter, but I was lifting weights. And so I would get the comment that you don't look like a runner. Like I would be doing the ultra marathons or the marathons even because I had more muscle than most of the people that were running where I was running. And that to me was a compliment, a huge compliment, because I wanted to be that. Well, listen, I didn't go as fast as I could. I was carrying a couple extra pounds and that speed, but that wasn't the goal. Yes, I wanted to go fast, but not at the expense of being healthy and balanced. So cardiovascular endurance is aerobic ability, you know, and that's walking, swimming, cycling, aerobic. Muscular strength is the amount of force a muscle can produce, right? Strength. And what endurance is about, you know, how long a muscle can do it. Muscular strength is how fast, how hard it can do it. All right. So in scientific terms, muscular strength is a measure of the greatest amount of force that muscles can produce during a single maximal effort. Now, I just have to also say that if you start just looking into these five components of fitness, there's some confusing stuff out there. And I would say some incorrect. There's crossover between these, but it can get confusing, which is kind of surprising because it should just be self-explanatory. But muscular strength. All right. Generally speaking, that's like a maximum bench press and stuff like that, right? Squat. But for our purposes, muscular strength is just strength training. It's getting strong. So most of us aren't worried about how much we can bench press or squat. Some of you are, and that's great. But being strong, our muscles strong. So that, for me, is strength training, is lifting weights, is body weight exercises, getting our muscles strong. So cardiovascular endurance, getting the heart strong, which is a muscle. Muscular endurance, getting our entire body strong. Bulletproofing our bodies, as I call it. All right? Muscular endurance. Here's where I think it gets confusing. And that's the ability of the muscles to perform continuously without fatiguing, right? But that's kind of tied, not kind of, that's tied into cardiovascular endurance. So, you know, the examples, if you look at different definitions, cycling, step machines, and elliptical machines, well, your heart is involved. And quite often, and I'll have people say this to me all the time, they'll say sometimes their muscles fatigue first, or sometimes their heart gives out, you know, so it's cardiovascular. So if you are doing a cycling class, do your muscles give out first, or is it your heart? Is it the cardio? So that's why we want to work on both. And there's the great news, people, is you can get so many of these at the same time by doing certain things. So in other words, if you are running, you are working on muscular endurance and you're working on cardiovascular endurance. And that's why it's so important to do all of these things a little bit. Now, flexibility, holy cow, I've gotten a bunch of emails to do a whole podcast on this, and I will. Flexibility is the ability of the joint to move freely through its range of motion. Now, there's so much debate and so much to, there, some study, and someone shared a study with me that said, get rid of it, that it shouldn't even be on this list. I disagree. Now, again, spend much more time on it at a later time, but we are sitting all day long. And if you are doing a repetitive, if you're a runner and you run predominantly, and then you sit all day, your muscles will get into a certain shortened state. And when muscles get into a certain shortened state, they don't move. You have dysfunction. And it generally leads to issues that are seemingly unrelated, but not to those shorter hip flexors, tighter hamstrings, back issues. So flexibility is important. Here's the thing. You don't have to spend hours upon hours doing it. Minutes matter. And you can do things like yoga and Pilates to get that flexibility component. And finally, body composition. Now, this is basically your amount of fat mass compared to lean muscle mass, your bone and organs, right? So if you take a body fat test, and there's so many different ways to do that, I've tried them all. Is back when I was doing that natural bodybuilding in a very weird state in my life many, many years ago, I was part of a research study at a college in New York where they were testing all the different ways of measuring body fat. And that was decades ago. And now, yes, you have home versions, somewhat accurate. They're getting more and more accurate. But generally speaking, the cheaper the device, the generally the less accurate it's going to be. Again, getting better, those scales. But if you are using a body composition, body fat scale, just use it as a measure. So in other words, if it says 20% and then 3 months later, you're 18%, awesome. It doesn't matter what the number is. What matters is you're decreasing. So body composition, I love this because these are the people. You go, well, how can that just be? How can someone focus on just body? Those are the people who genetically are probably endomorphs. You got the celebrities, right? Who say, I don't do any cardio and look how I look. Those are the body composition people. And that's the most dangerous. That's the vanity. That's the congratulations, you have great genetics, but how's your heart? And can you do a push-up? And can you do a plank for 30 seconds? And how is your functional strength going to be when you're 70? Are you going to have osteoporosis? Are you going to be able to walk? Are you going to be, you know, in a wheelchair? So body composition, thanks to Instagram and things like that, is holy cow, in a place where it wasn't for me in the fitness world. Because so many people, it's just how you look. It's that Instagram picture. It's that Facebook picture. So that's scary. And if body composition is all you care about, is that one component of fitness, that, again, heart disease is the number one cause of death, and you can't see that from your body composition. So at the end of the day, we want to focus on all five of these, and I want you to think about it. It's a pie chart. Now, they don't have to be, nor should they be, totally equal, all five components. If you love yoga, then that piece of the pie can be a little bit bigger, but you have to be honest. So here's the other thing. Yes, there are some cardiovascular benefits to yoga and Pilates and things like that. But that to me, and we can argue till the end, they put heart rate monitors on people, and I'll give you the studies, not today, but that's not your cardio. That's your flexibility. That's your some kind of strength as well. But that's not the heart strengthening activity. For me, it's not, nor the studies are showing that. So you can do your Pilates and your yoga. That can be a big chunk of the pie, but you still need the other four. So body composition for me is, of course, the exercise, right? Because that's going to help reduce body fat. But body composition for me is the healthy eating. So when I think body composition, that's the healthy nutrition. Obviously, exercise is connected. I talk about that every show just about, and that will help with the body composition, but it's twofold, right? And I've said over and over how exercise for me is not about the scale. It's about all those other things. So we want to focus on all five. And if you are the strength person, force yourself to do the cardio side, the heart. And if you're just that runner type who, you know, there's that meme, the picture that's out all the time, and it's the sprinter or the strength training versus the marathoner. And the marathoner looks horrible. And sometimes they say, oh, this one's 60 and this one's 60. And the marathoner looks horrible. Well, so first of all, who knows if it's even accurate, the ages. But again, that's bashing. It's saying, oh, the cardio guy is so bad. No, it's bad to do any one of them solely. So if you are the cardio person, add that strength training in because it will go to prehab versus rehab. So if you're just the strength person, then suddenly you find out that the heart is not as healthy as it could be. What are they going to tell you to do? Start doing your cardio. And if you're just the cardio person, and you pull a muscle, you rip an ACL skiing because you're not strong, then suddenly you're going to be in rehab doing the muscular part. So I get it. It's human nature. We do what we're good at. We do what we enjoy, and we do what we are genetically predisposed to do. Your homework, your ultimate goal, as is mine, is to do those things that we're not great at. And it doesn't have to be a lot. I swim once a week. Because I know that it's so good. And, you know, I always think that here I want to say out loud, well, sometimes I want to do two or three. It's doing a little bit of everything frequently rather than a lot, a little bit. That is true fitness. All right, quick break. when we come back. I'm going to pull it all together, but I want you to sit and think. Who are you? Are you the cardio person? Are you the strength person? Are you the flexibility person? Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that, you know, and again, I'll throw for flexibility, just Pilates, yoga. And that's awesome. Like, that's awesome strength, but got to do a little bit of all the other ones as well. So take an honest assessment of where you are. Where are the gaps? When I come back, we're going to talk about how to fill them. We'll be right back. And we are back talking about the five components of fitness. It's your heart, cardiovascular endurance. It's muscular strength, body weight exercise, strength training, just basics, muscular endurance, how long you can perform an activity. And hey, are you a golfer? I'm not. But do you want to be golfing when you're 80? Muscular endurance. Can you walk or, you know, I love hearing the people who are like, I'm golfing at 70 and I'm carrying my bag. And again, that's combining cardiovascular endurance, muscular strength, and muscular endurance. And that's why I say over and over, it's about variation and it's about improving our quality of life. And the great news, and I will use that term over and over because I truly believe it, is that the bill of goods you've been sold, that it has to be horrible and that it has to be long and that it has to be at the gym, those are all completely false. So you're going to start slowly. So if you're just the strength person, you're not going to try to do like everything else. You're going to do all four right away. So if you're just lifting weights, you're that guy who, and listen, 5 minutes warm up on the treadmill at walking so you don't, that's good, but I would love a little bit more cardio. Okay, so add one or two maximum, but generally one, unless it's a crossover where you get the benefits. Guys, and this is generalizing, but for a reason, the statistics are there. You need to work on the flexibility. You need to do Pilates. You need to do yoga. And so many people I know, so many guys that are doing yoga, why are they doing it? There's two reasons. And this is not something I'm just making up, pulling out of the air. This is statistically. Guys go to yoga generally for two reasons and Pilates. Because they're injured and their doctor said they should, and or their wife or girlfriend or boyfriend takes them. Okay? That's the reason. So prehab versus rehab, go once a week or do it at home. So that's where we're going to finish up. Think of that pie with five pieces to the pie. Now, when you break it up throughout the day, that's the secret. You know, I will do 5 minutes of push-ups throughout the day. Sometimes, you know, I'll do a set of 20 in the morning, a set at lunch. So throughout the day, shorter workouts done at home. That's how you hit the five components of fitness, people. You don't hit it by just going to the gym. It's that 5 minutes of stretching in your office or, you know, in the grocery line while you're waiting at the supermarket. Working it in. Going for a 15-minute, so let's talk about it. It was simple. 5 minutes of stretching after you're, you know, you play tennis or you did some activity. That's the best time to do it, to stretch. Then doing a 15-minute walk. Maybe you go for a walk with the dogs or you go for a walk right after, you know, dinner with the family. 15 minutes. That's your cardiovascular endurance and your muscular endurance. Then we're talking muscular strength. You're going to do your body weight circuit at home or some dumbbells. And then body composition, healthy eating. But you can't change all of those at once. And I can't stress that enough. And 5 minutes of all those things matters. It makes a difference. If you do 5 minutes of push-ups, you're working on strength, right? Muscular strength. 5 minutes of a body weight circuit, squats and lunges and a plank. Muscular endurance. It does not and should not be a lot of any one thing. And that's challenging. I get it. We do what we like. We do what we're good at. And we do what we're genetically predisposed to do. But if you want to be the healthiest and the happiest, by the way, when you do that thing, swimming, listen, that was the most powerful part of the Ironman when I first started racing was I was so bad at swimming and it was such a challenge that when I got out of the water and to this day, it's still done it a bunch of times, but it's still a major accomplishment and it feels good. And that's the self-efficacy I talk about. But that thing you don't enjoy doing, you don't have to do a lot of it and you shouldn't do a lot of it. You shouldn't do a lot of anything. You should do a little of everything. And that's a great place to kind of wrap it up. So again, I want you to think about your program. If I were to sit down with you, would I say you're the cardio person, you're the strength person, you're the flexibility person, or you're someone who's just doing the composition part, just trying to be skinny and, you know, who cares about the heart and the strength and the flexibility? But a little bit of everything done throughout the day. Work on that heart with the cardio, the aerobics. Work on that strength with the strength workouts. And do it in the privacy of your own home. If you're someone who wants that goal of, hey, you'd love to take that group cycling class, but you don't want to make a fool of yourself, you want to be strong when you get there, start at home. There's so much content out there. Again, be careful what you follow and follow someone reputable and always the case. But now, just about everything you want to do, you can do in the privacy of your own home. And that's one of the things as we get older, as I started the show by saying, is we're not willing to not be good at something in public. I am. I'm always stumbling if I am at the gym doing something, but that's me. I got problems. Anyway, five components of fitness. Be honest. Start with one thing, couple minutes, planks, push-ups, squats, going for that walk, stretching a little bit, one healthy swap per day, and then you are going to be on the road to being and feeling and living your best life. And that's what it's about. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. If you haven't, please, I so appreciate, and we're getting a lot of ratings now that everyone, you got to do it for me. I will be your best friend. Just rate the show. And I love the comments, good and bad. Leave them. Thank you for leaving them. Thank you for taking the time. Love this show. Love my job. Nothing better than helping people look better, feel better, and live longer. And that's my goal. And I'm going to break down the science, and we'll have some shows heavier on the science. And listen, it's all about getting to that destination. And we need a little of all of this. And thank you for listening. I'm Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.